Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday. Happy March 1, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hello. Almost springtime again. Won't be long.
Oh, I know. I don't mind the winter going fast.
Oh, I don't either.
Months can go by just as fast as they want.
Yeah, the daffodils, we call them, these tea leaves are blooming here so pretty. The bushes start to get a little bit green. And, of course, next Sunday, time changes. Not this Sunday, next Sunday, time changes again. I like daylight savings time.
Yep.
So it looks like it made through
so
the winter.
So your daffodils are coming out already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're already blooming and... Some of the bushes are getting green. So, yeah, we're not too far off in spring. The robins are back and the birds are singing. So, we're getting closer.
When the robin comes,
there you go.
Along, I'll be singing a song. Anyway, gold people were singing a song today. We're off the high, though, but right now we're looking at gold $39 at $2,093.
Ooh, like it.
Yep. Silver was up 51 cents at $23.40. Platinum was up 7 at 891. Palladium was up 15, 962. The U.S. paper markets were all green. The Dow was up 90 points. S&P was up 40. And the NASDAQ was up over 1%, 183 points. So the S&P, let's see. You have the S&P closing above 5,100 for the first time. And you have the NASDAQ, that surged, as I mentioned, more than 1% to take out the 2021 record. So happy days are here again. Asian markets, they were all positive. The Nikkei was up almost 2%. That was the biggest mover. European markets, nothing to write home. They were all green. They were all higher. 10-year yield, that was down today, 4.18%. Oil today was up $1.50, closing in on 80. Natural gas was down another 1% at 1.84. So... great day for gold. I saw it up over $40 for most of the day. So it only settled down a little bit in late trading. So, and it's all in relationship to inflation. I guess the oil rose about 1% as the markets are awaiting an OPEC plus decision, and whether I guess they're going to cut or, you know, whatever. You know, the same stuff as the Federal Reserve. Everybody waits, bated breath, to see if they're going to increase the rates or cut or hold. Like, it really makes a difference, but it does in the paper markets anyway. And we talked about inflation yesterday. The inflation numbers were higher than they had expected. And mortgage rates are rising for a fourth straight week. And I think that's about the biggest headline, Butch, is the defense secretary warns of NATO-Russia war.
Yeah, I got that lined out here, too. And Putin's also warning about that.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know, hey, they're warning each other.
Yes, they are. They truly
and,
are.
And so it's going to be interesting to see. The Navalny, his funeral was today.
Yep.
And I just don't understand the... I mean, yeah, I get it to some degree, but the amount of attention that Navalny has brought to the, you know, I don't know. I just think it's interesting. I mean, it isn't like he was in office. It wasn't like he was a, yeah, so I don't know, Butch. Why is all the attention on Navalny?
I really don't know the answer to that, but I do know that this proves that all nations, including Russia, that's supposed to be, you know, a totally shut down society, is getting a little bit restless what's happening in the world and what's going on with their country. I think Navalny was just an icon, maybe, of hope that people had outside of Putin. Kind of like what's going on here, Melody, with Trump and Biden and all them. It's kind of, you know, people are polarizing all over the world. And that generally leads to trouble, if you know what I mean.
I do.
You know, so I don't know. It's just unrest over the world. And that's prophesied in the Bible that there'd be unrest of the population of the world and the latter days. And it's coming to that. I can see it everywhere. It's not, I mean, it's not just in America or Russia. It's in South America. It's everywhere. People getting angry for whatever reasons. But I didn't know that the Russians were up in the thousands today to mourn the death of Navalny and also come against Putin. So I don't know. But that's just an interesting point you made. I have no idea. But yeah, I want to ask you a question. I read this, but don't understand. What was the catalyst behind gold today going up 40-some bucks?
Well, mainly it was because they think that the Fed's not going to cut rates sooner than they had anticipated, that, you know, it'll be later in or early summer or maybe not at all. So the inflation report number was a little bit high yesterday. Plus, you have the U.S. debt. That's rising $1 trillion every 100 days. So those problems aren't going away.
Now, I want you to repeat that again. The debt's going up how much every 100 days?
A trillion.
Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. Every 3 months, roughly, another trillion dollars in debt.
Yeah, since June, the last two $1 trillion jumps occurred in about 100 days. And the interesting thing about that, they don't think it's going to change. So
when do you just stop counting? When do you stop counting? I mean, when it gets to the point, who cares? When do you stop counting, you know?
I know. But this Bank of America their investment strategist, Michael Harnett. He believes that the 100-day pattern is going to remain intact, at least from the $34 trillion to $35. Well, it's already at $34.5 trillion, so it's only got another half a trillion to go. But Moody's Investors Service lowered its ratings outlook on the U.S. In November. So I can't imagine that's going to change. So I think it was a combination of everything. And of course, when you see a headline like a defense secretary warns of NATO-Russia war.
Yes. Yes.
That's a pretty big headline.
Yeah, it is. And I said, okay, that's coming in here in a little bit because I think we discussed it in some more detail. But, I mean, both sides are threatened now. But, you know, on the good side, I guess, we all get excited that the House passed a short-term funding extension. So they kicked the can out, a couple more weeks?
For a couple more weeks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so everybody go back. Everybody take a deep breath and relax. It's going to be okay for two more weeks. How many times, Melody, especially in the last ten years, have we seen this come to a head? And everybody panic. Then all they do is extend the debt ceiling and move on. How many times have we seen that?
How old are we?
Exactly. and which administration didn't do that? Republicans or Democrats or both, perhaps?
Yeah.
This is such nonsense, and I'm not saying it's maybe not important, a point, but it's always been going on my lifetime and longer. And everybody gets all excited. Well, the government's going to shut down next Friday. So what? I mean, don't worry about it. They'll figure out something. They'll fund it. They always do. There'll be some bluster back and forth. There'll be some political games played. And election year is here. So we'll play some games. But don't worry, we'll take care of this while we increase the debt another $1 trillion. Oh, Melody, Melody, Melody. That is absolutely, it's not funny, but you almost have to laugh. You know, to watch the same game playing over and over and over again. Any comments on that?
Nope.
Different topic, and a sad topic, a tad topic. Texas Panhandle Wildfire claims second life, largest fire in state's history, second largest in U.S. Now, this really is news, and it's sad. A Smokehouse Creek wildfire in Texas Panhandle claimed the life of a second victim on Thursday. While it's now the second largest fire in U.S. history, has consumed approximately 1.1 million acres, an area larger than the state of Rhode Island, and is less than 5% contained at this report. Amarillo resident Cindy Owen became surrounded by smoke and fire while driving along a highway in the Panhandle region, according to a report by KVIABC7. Cindy's sister-in-law, Jennifer McMitchell, reported that Cindy said she was having trouble breathing from the smoke and had to get out of her car. A passing motorist found the Amarillo woman, and an ambulance took her to the Oklahoma City Burn Center. She succumbed to her injuries two days later. The Smokehouse Creek wildfire is one of four burnings in the Panhandle region, MyHighPlains.com reported. The now second largest fire in U.S. history has consumed more than 1,075,000 acres as the 687 Reamer fire emerged into the past. So this is unbelievable. That is really sad. I mean, already burned an area larger than Rhode Island. That's a big storm. That's a big fire, and it's happening. But on the other hand, on the opposite end of the spectrum, to go from fire to blockbuster blizzard is slamming California with 12 feet of snow possible.
I know.
12 feet.
100 miles. That means they're going to get two.
Okay. 100, but the worst part's the winds. I mean, the snow's bad, but the worst is really dangerous. A dangerous winter storm has arrived in California and will unload feet of snow, powerful winds, and rare blizzard conditions in the mountains through the weekend. The storm will bury California under its biggest snowfall of the year, posing a significant danger to travelers, provide a huge boost for the state's water supply and tourism. Winds gust over 140 miles per hour. That's a Category 4 hurricane. Is the highest peaks of Sierra Nevada alongside heavy snow Thursday. The path of storm will load these extreme winds and even heavier snow through the weekend, creating long-lasting blizzard conditions. But the 140 mile an hour per winds, the snow is tremendous. But Melly, that's a lot of wind. I mean, that's a Category 4 hurricane. And we're talking about people, you know, living in the mountains. That's going to bring down a lot of timber and, in my mind, do a lot of destruction. What do you think?
Very much so. With that much snow, absolutely. I mean, that's, at least if the snow is going sideways, well, that's a lot of snow, though. I was going to say it'll keep it off the roofs and things like that if it, you know, gets blown off the roof. But I heard it's coming down like 3 inches an hour or something like that. So I don't know. I don't know what'll happen.
Well, it has
but a lot of weight on the trees, though.
Yeah, you're right. And let's just say if it gets 6 foot. I mean, that much snow stacked up has to blow somewhere. It has to block off. Who knows?
You get
maybe
some
even covers
very big drifts.
Absolutely. Could cover people's homes. I mean, different things. Certainly would cover driveways and highways.
Yeah, cover people's homes, yeah.
So these are things. Think about me. This is really strange. I mean, from wildfires in Texas to 12-foot snows in California. Any comments anymore of that?
No.
This next article I'm sure you're going to like. New York City squatters' rights. Let me repeat that. New York City squatters' rights. Elderly couple with disabled son prevented from moving into dream home. Guess why, folks? An elderly couple plans to retire and move into their dream home to take care of their disabled son have been foiled by a squatter who refused to leave the two men New York City property. Susanna and Joseph Blonda, both 68, say they are facing a nightmare after purchasing their Queens home in October to be close to family living in the same neighborhood. Their son, Alex, has Down syndrome, so they thought the location would be great for his care. I just want to know that I could die tomorrow, and he's next door to his brother, Susanna told the outlet Wednesday. However, the Landers have been prevented from moving to their house because of a man named Brent Flores. Flores, 32, claims he was hired as a caretaker by the former homeowner for $3,000 a week before the man died in January 2023. Court documents obtained by ABC 7 show the squatter also claims to have a license from the deceased previous owner to continue living in the domicile. It has been a nightmare, a total nightmare, Joseph said. We couldn't believe it. We could not believe it, his wife added. The state of New York has its own set of squatter's rights that uphold that it is unlawful for any person to evict or attempt to evict an occupant of a dwelling unit who has lawfully occupied the dwelling unit for 30 consecutive days or longer. In response to the Landis giving Flores a 10-day notice to leave the property, the former caretaker called the cops on the couple once they attempted to enter the house with an insurance inspector. The New York Police Department refused to evict the squatter, even though he's even listed the rooms for rent at the property to other people. Melody, what do you think about that?
I mean, that really is amazing. I mean, they're having these issues, that I think in Florida too, you hear them pop up where you have these squatters that just come in and you can't remove them. It's like, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Remove them? If that's the case, couldn't you go find an empty office building somewhere that has been vacant for a while and kind of move in? So if you're there for 30 days, it's yours to keep.
Well, they said if they were there 30 days or longer legally. So I guess if you talk about renting an office space for 30 days to live in, you're there legally for 30 days, so you don't have to leave.
You don't ever have to leave.
I mean, and by the way, they're paying, the couple that owns the house are still paying utilities where the guy lives there.
So why are they doing that?
I don't know. They're still stuck paying for the house. They're making payments on the house, and they can't live in it.
Why don't they shut off the utilities?
That's a good question. Good question.
Because it's probably illegal.
it probably is.
Yeah.
But this is America today, folks. This couple worked hard to get that place to take care of their sons and their handicapped son, and now they can't move into it because the squatter's there. My gosh. I know it's about break time. We've got a lot more to talk about, though, but go ahead, Melody.
We do. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be heading to our first break, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shining away. I'm coming for your love, okay?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call and visit the site, dgscoins.com. What's next, Butch?
Well, I'll say this before you get any more articles. Folks, we're sharing all this information with you to show that, at best, life is unpredictable. I mean, everything in it is. We never know from one day to the next what's going to happen in the weather, economics, our own bodies. We never know. And if you can kind of put up a hedge around you to protect not just yourself but your family, I suggest you do it. You know, Melody, I've been married all this. I can't believe this. This November coming will make me 53 years with the same woman. Can you believe that?
No, I thought it was multiple women.
Well, Marsha wouldn't allow that, so it's been one woman. But and my whole goal has been to prepare for me leaving and her being here and leave her as comfortable as possible. Now, I'm not by any means anywhere near a wealthy man, but as of right now, by the grace of God, if I leave this world before she does, I know that she'll be taken care of. She'll be all right. She won't be rich, but she can sustain herself unless something really big happens that no one can foresee. But, you know, that is what we're supposed to do as head of the households and as parents. Prepare ourselves for what's coming and maybe help our children move on if things do fall apart. Is that a fair statement, Melody?
Sure.
So, folks, call Melody and do what you can. I don't have a lot of precious metals, but I have some. And Marcia knows what to do with him. She was just called Melody.
That's what everybody does.
That's what everybody does. So prepare yourself, please. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. And I always liked buying junk silver or silver dollars, eagles. I like those. I know gold is a very good investment. But silver is, I guess you say, a poor man's hedge. I guess that's a good way to put it. Because I have a little bit of gold, but I've always been able to purchase silver a little more readily. And silver is always worth something, is it not, Melody?
Well, they're both worth something. And the point that what you're doing is you're converting your paper money into real money. That's the core of the reasons why you buy gold and silver. You're converting those paper dollars into real money.
And it's something that's valuable and tangible you hold in your hand. It's not paper. It doesn't burn. Anyway, Oregon's pioneering drug decriminalization effort faces rollback. And I must give Melody again a kudo in this. She said this a long time ago. Oregon lawmakers appear poised to roll back the state's drug decriminalization measure, which was hailed as a pioneering approach to addiction, but faces intense backlash as communities grapple with surges in fentanyl and overdoses. The Oregon House Representatives on Thursday voted 51-7 to again make possession of a minor amount of drugs a misdemeanor. Passing with overwhelming bipartisan support, the bill moves to Oregon State before it could head back to the desk of Governor Tina Kotick, who suggested she may sign the legislation. Melody, you were right. That was an insane thing to pass, and now they're backing out. It's kind of like New York City with the immigrants. They went insane with it, and now they won't change it. Maybe there's hope for people. Maybe they can figure that out after a while. What do you think?
But the problem is the damage has already been done.
That's true.
And, you know, and once these things, they it doesn't change. It doesn't go back to the better. You've created a monster now. And so it'll be very difficult to think that you can go back. You can never go back in time.
Well, once you decriminalize something and then recriminalize it, you got criminals not going to change it. You make criminals out of people that thought it was okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. There you go.
So what are you going to do? Not put them in jail now? Release everybody? Yeah. And you know what? I'm just going to say this one thing, and I know people are thinking I'm going to, you know. But I can remember during the last administration, remember they got, and I understand it when you have, you know, somebody that was busted in the 80s for, you know, a little bag of pot and, you know, they're still in jail and to release them. But what's the message that sends? It sets a precedence. And, you know, so again, no one is, I mean, hey, if you do the crime, you do the time, period. You know, so this is what will happen. You know, if they reverse that, if they're going to release those that go against the laws that they recreate or reinforce, they're not going to be held accountable. They'll just let them go on the street again. It's nuts. It's crazy and insane.
Well, you cannot build a society on an unsteady foundation. It won't last. You can't. Because no one knows what's right and wrong. They have no idea. U.S. prescription drug market in disarray as ransomware gang attacks. Now, this is getting serious. A ransomware gang once thought to have been crippled by law enforcement has snarled prescription processing for millions of Americans over the past week, forcing some to choose between paying prices hundreds of thousands of dollars above their usual insurance-adjusted rates or going without life-saving medicine. Now, folks, let that sink in. This just happened. People that have to have medicine to live, the system was hacked, and if they couldn't buy it, they couldn't get it. Insurance giant United Healthcare Group said the hacker struck its Change Health business unit, which routes prescription claims from pharmacies to companies that determine whether patients are covered by insurance and what they should pay. The hacker stole data about patients, encrypted company files, and demanded money to unlock them, prompting the company to shut down most of the network as it worked to recover. So while this is shut down and recovering, some people had to do without medicine because they couldn't afford it. And I know that. I can understand that. I mean, my wife, well, both of us are diabetic. She's a little worse than I am. And her insulins are, if we had to pay for it all, be thousands a month. I couldn't do it. So this is for real stuff. It could happen to me or you. And that's just the way it is. Mel, anything you'll add to that one?
No, again, it's just another sign that people are going to have problems when their medications are made out of the country and there are shortages and everything else that's going on. You know, well, it should wake people up. But do you know what? It doesn't.
It doesn't. Or someone just like that, somebody else just hacks a computer, shuts it all down. What happens when they hack the grid, shut down the grid? And it's going to happen. It's already started. We know it's going to happen anyway. Bidenflation continues to harm Americans. Now, folks, this is not my opinion. I'm going to read this to you. I want you to listen to what I'm saying because this is huge. The Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, report released Thursday proves that Americans continue to suffer under the Biden administration's destructive economic agenda. Since Joe Biden took office in January 2021, American households are spending, Melly, this is unbelievable, 49% more on air transportation, 41% more on spectator sports, 39% more on repair of household furniture and appliances, 36% more on hotels and motels, 35% more on gasoline and other fuels, 34% more on eggs, 32% more on vehicle leases, 32% more on public transportation, 28% more on vehicle maintenance and repair, 27% more on electricity and gas, 27% more on bread, 27% more on school meals, 24% more on poultry, beef, and veal, 22% more on used cars and trucks, 21% more on food overall, 21% more on new cars and trucks, 20% more on tools, hardware, and other household supplies, 19% more on rent, and 18% more on non-prescription drugs. Now, we don't all buy all those at one time, but total up that inflation altogether and tell me how much that hurts. Well, that's really huge. Now, that comes from the Personal Consumption Expenditure Report. That is a lot of inflation, is it not?
It certainly is.
Wow. And there's no, if you haven't noticed it, folks, it's getting tougher to make ends meet for most people. And that's huge. I mean, I know I can't travel like I used to. We would like to take a little vacation, but rooms and food is out of sight. That I can't afford to take trips like I used to, even for a few days. It's just too much. Oh, well. As this next article said by Michael Snyder, cereal for dinner. As the economy implodes, now this, folks, this is a real story. The CEO of Kellogg is trying to convince Americans that Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops are a cheaper alternative. I know it's not funny. I know it isn't. Would you eat Cheerios for dinner? What about Lucky Charms? Many years ago, when I was a college student, I would often eat cereal instead of a normal meal in the evening. Needless to say, that wasn't good for my health at all. But now cereal for dinner has become quite trendy. Food prices have soared in recent years, and millions of Americans are trying to cut costs anywhere that they can. As the economy continues to implode and more consumers find themselves under pressure, the CEO of Kellogg thinks that he will be able to convince even more of us that choosing cereal for dinner is a great way to save money. Gary Pilnick, CEO of WK Kellogg Company, told CNBC, "When we think about our consumer under pressure, cereal has always been quite affordable and it tends to be a great destination when consumers are under pressure." He says company has been focused on messaging to which the consumer where they are, so we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus that what they may otherwise do, that's going to be a much more affordable. The price of bowl cereal with milk and with fruit is less than a dollar, so you can imagine where a consumer under pressure might find that to be a good place to go. Pilnick said when looking at company data, breakfast cereal is the number one choice for in-home consumption, with over 25% of cereal consumption being outside of breakfast. Cereal for dinner is something that is probably more on trend now, and we would expect to continue as that consumer is under pressure. Hey, I have a better idea, even better idea. Instead of eating cereal, all of us could make our dollar stretch even further by eating pet food for dinner. And folks, we laugh about that, but I know folks have done that. Doesn't that sound great? This is the real state of our economy. Most Americans are living right on the edge, and hunger has been rapidly growing all over the nation. 17 million households were not able to get enough food in 2022, according to the administration. In about 6.8 million of these households, a member had to skip meals or make other changes at times because there was not enough money and resources for food. Unfortunately, the worst is yet to come. I don't know what else to say, Melody. I mean, how do you add to that when the cereal company CEO is going to start advertising just get a bowl of cornflakes for supper? I'd say that's getting pretty serious. What do you think?
Well, you can add a few ants for a sprinkle.
Oh, you could. You could. Yes, some crickets ground up.
Add some protein to that cereal.
I mean, we're watching this unravel in front of us. I mean, a CEO of a cereal company wants you to quit eating potatoes and meat or whatever you have for supper normally and eat a bowl of cereal. Now, I'm not knocking cereal, although most of it is not fit to eat, but I'm not knocking cereal. But I don't think I want to try to, I wouldn't think I want to rear my children on a bowl of cornflakes two or three times a day. I just don't see it happen. I don't see that happening. But that's where this country's headed. That's where this country already is. It's not headed there. Obviously, it's already here.
It's already here.
That has changed. That wasn't 30 years ago, folks, when this started. This happened, started 3 years ago. Only 3 years ago. And it's not all Biden's fault. He had a huge part of that, no doubt about it. But this economy had been failing, and I won't say at least since 64, big time since 71. Nixon took out the gold standard. This economy's been falling fast ever since. It hasn't fell to the bottom, obviously, but it's falling every year. Bill, do you have any comments you want to add to that?
No, sir.
Is it making any sense?
Well, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Or are you asking the listeners?
Well, both. But you're the one that can answer. I can't hear the rest of them.
Well, of course it makes sense.
If Butch Paul can figure it out, Melody, anybody can figure it out.
Well,
it's called thinking. And thinking can be a lost art. It's called thinking and reasoning. And governments hate people that are able to think and reason things through. They want good little slaves that will sit down and shut up and obey the orders. I'm just not one of them, I don't guess.
You know, and that's the one thing that government did, and they did so well. They took away people's alternatives.
That's true.
Don't have choices. So when you don't have a choice, what do? You look to the one who controls. And, you know, you'll take what they give you. And you won't worry about it. We've been so conditioned. Even people who realize and see something that's the direction that we're heading, what do? Nothing. You don't do anything.
Well, because when Go ahead.
It's like people are in a fog. And they're getting by today. And it's like, they're not worrying about tomorrow. It's really bizarre.
Well, people probably heard the report on the cereal for dinner, and a lot of people thought that'll never happen. I won't do that. Yeah, you get hungry enough, you'll do that. Mm-hmm. Children get
you'll
hungry
eat
enough,
ants.
You'll do that. You'll do what
you'll
you have to ants. Do. It's that's the folks are steering us down that road. That's why do you think that. Companies are starting to invest in ant protein or insect protein. They're steering us down that road to where either going to eat that or eat nothing. I know this sounds far-fetched, like science fiction, but it's happening. It's happening. Maybe about break time again.
Yes, we are, and you're quitting early.
Well, I thought you might want to say something.
It's Friday. Are you slacking off? It's March 1st, and you're slacking off.
Well, you know, springtime. I'm getting spring fever already.
You're getting spring fever already?
There you go.
Jeez. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be right back.
Won't you take me back to school?
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. What's next, Butch?
All right. New York City housing rent spike. As Democrats welcome endless line of illegals, all the people live in New York, bless their hearts. New Yorkers are grappling with skyrocketing housing rents despite rents across the nation slowing, if not reversing in some cases. A lack of affordable housing is driving shelter costs higher in the progressive metro area, plagued with an elevated living cost, a migrant crisis, and a worsening violent crime wave. With the new data from the rental site Zumter, indicating that one-bedroom rentals in New York City surged 18% in February to a record high of $4,200 a month, folks, to rent a one-bedroom rental. It's puzzling to consider who would choose to live there. Additionally, even median rents in Jersey City, located across the Hudson River from Manhattan, rose to $3,140 a month. My goodness, I mean, these make some real money to pay for this. Meanwhile, rents across country have decreased by 0.7% this month compared to last year, primarily due to a surge in the construction of new rental units. February represented the fifth straight month of flat or declining year-over-year rent changes nationwide. Yet this trend of cooling rental prices does not apply to New York City, where a housing shortage continues. Mm-hmm. Melody, I can understand how people won't get out of that. What would you call it? That prison we call New York now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's really something. And I have here, which I think is probably bad news for our state, states all over the country, people from Arizona, New Jersey, Oregon, all a list of them, are moving to West Virginia.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I hope we lose another million or so. We have less, anyway. But that's true. And there's some attractive thing about this state now. There truly are. I mean, lower cost of living in most places because they're one of the poor states.
Yeah.
But it got some. We're not zoned. Never mind. We can carry a concealed or open without permit. So we're a little bit of a freer people, but still, it is what it is. Now we're going to war news. Putin makes direct threat to nuke the West as he accuses NATO and the U.S. of preparing to strike Russia in his annual address to the nation and warns of the destruction of the civilization. Now, folks, let that sink in. He made his call it the State of the Union address here. I guess he called that the same thing in Russia. He spoke to the nation and he said NATO is probably going to strike Russia and he's going to nuke NATO if they do. And the warns of destruction of civilization, that's exactly what it would be. If you're not taken out with the first wave, you're not going to be able to live in a world polluted with radiation. Vladimir Putin has made a direct threat to nuke the West as he accused NATO and the U.S. of preparing to strike Russia in its annual address to the nation. The Russian president, 71, said that they, NATO and America, are active in other parts of the world, of course, and they continue to lie there to deceive. They are preparing to strike our territory and, using the best possible forces, the most effective forces to do so. But we remember the fate of those who try to invade our country, and of course, their fate will be much more tragic than anything we could face. Putin repeatedly lauded Russia's vastly modernized nuclear arsenal in his speech, and added as a warning to the West, they have to understand that we also have weapons that can defeat them on their own territory. Of course, all this is very dangerous because it could actually trigger the use of nuclear weapons. Do they not understand that? The Russian despot also chillingly assured that the strategic nuclear forces are in a state of full readiness for guaranteed use, but warned the use of nuclear weapons would equal the destruction of civilization. Wow. When a leader of a nation goes on a nationwide TV for their country and tells their people we're prepared for nuclear war, I think we should take that very seriously. Comments, Melody?
You know, absolutely we should. And you know what concerns me more? Well, not more, but what concerns me is AI.
Oh, yes.
You get into these tense areas and these tensions between nations and words being thrown about and threats and promises that this could happen. How do we know some of this isn't AI? How do we know AI might not come along and people will never know the difference? How do we know the difference?
You remember some years ago when they talked about this AI being so real you couldn't tell the difference? We thought that's not going to happen in our lifetime. It's happened.
I mean, we really don't know.
No, we don't. We don't.
I mean, if these people can come in and hack the pharmaceutical industry, what do you think happened to AT&T? You know, and no one, all of a sudden that balloon... No one talks about that balloon that was floating across the country last week. Oh, supposedly they got it and it was just, you know, it was a balloon. Really? Gee, wasn't that the same day that AT&T had those problems? Or was it the before, you know what I mean, or at least around the same time, whether it was a day before or a day after?
Good question. I did not think about that. Good point.
I mean, come on, folks. And, you know, people say, well, you just don't believe anything. No, I believe it. But I also question.
You see, you're the kind of people, too, that government hates. You question. How dare you?
Questions, just a question.
Yeah, and how dare you? I mean, they don't want a thinking people. And this is why you've been on the radio for so long. This is why I'm still on the radio. We're trying to get people to think and look at the truth and reason from the truth. And that's getting harder to do because what is truth any longer? it's been changed so much, but people's ways of thinking have been changed so much, and their fear of being ostracized by their family or society has been afraid to even think out loud. And that's a very good statement, folks. Think about that, too. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I agree. So,
U.S. Defense Secretary issues chilling warning on NATO's looming war with Russia. NATO could be dragged into war with Russia if Vladimir Putin's forces are not stopped in Ukraine, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned. Speaking at a Republican-led House Armed Services Committee hearing Thursday, February 29th, Austin said he believes Putin will not stop if Ukraine falls and Russia wins the war. This would mean NATO will almost certainly be drawn into conflict if Kyiv is defeated by Moscow's forces, he added. Austin told committee members, "We know that Putin is successful here. He will not stop. He will continue to take more aggressive action in the region." The Secretary of Defense warned that other despots will be emboldened by Putin's victory. Other leaders around the world, other autocrats, will look at this and they'll be encouraged by the fact that this has happened and we fail to support a democracy, he said. Austin then offered a chilling warning that NATO will almost certainly be dragged into war with Russia. If you're a Baltic state, you're really worried about whether or not you're next, he said. They know Putin. They know what he's capable of. And quite frankly, if Ukraine falls, I really believe the NATO will be in a fight with Russia. So we have the Putin saying that the war is looming. The Defense Secretary says the war is looming. Maybe we better take this seriously, folks. It may be something that you might want to think about. It could happen in the near future. Melody?
Yes?
Anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
Now, this has been all the news. We know this already. Aid truck stampede massacre in Gaza. Israel accused of opening fire on crowd. This is really unthinkable, and I don't know what the ins and outs of it. I'd say the troops probably got scared. That's my opinion. I'm just panicked, but that's my opinion. There are reports of a mass casualty event in Gaza City on Thursday, with Hamas claiming at least 104 Palestinians killed and several hundred wounded or injured. The casualty numbers have fluctuated in the immediate aftermath. However, Israel is disputing local accounts of what happened and says people died following a stampede called the Palestinians rushing aid trucks. There are several different versions of what happened, but all accounts agree that mayhem was unleashed when some 30 humanitarian aid trucks containing food were positioned on the street under Israeli protection. Gaza has been on the brink of famine, so reportedly hundreds of people had rushed toward the trucks hoping to obtain something. And that's when, according to The Guardian, an Israeli source said Israeli troops opened fire on Thursday as several people among a crowd that surrounded aid trucks in the Gaza Strip after feeling under threat. Quickly in the aftermath, and as gruesome videos emerged from the scene, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas issued a statement condemning what he described as the ugly massacre conducted by Israeli occupation army this morning. Palestinians say the Israeli troops shot indiscriminately into the crowd and used the aid trucks in a kind of ambush, while Israeli's military says people were killed in a stampede for aid and a crowd rush, and that some of these deaths were the result of Israeli soldiers being under immediate threat. And France's Macron demands justice after shooting up a Palestinian Gaza. So we're getting French president involved now. He said on Friday he was angered by the shooting of more than 100 Palestinians seeking humanitarian aid in Gaza, demanding truth and justice regarding the role of Israeli soldiers in the incident. So, folks, this is heating up there even more. And now Houthi leaders said, we're going to do more bombing on the Red Sea, and the bombing of U.S. and U.K. has not done anything to slow us down. Oh, Melody, what do you think?
I don't know. It's just crazy out there. Macron is really becoming a little voicey of late. I mean, he was the first one who started this about going into Russia and bombing them and everything else. So that they should bring in NATO and everything. So yeah, he's stir it up.
Shouldn't men of their position have a little more restraint, perhaps, if at all possible, and measure what they say before they say it. Wouldn't you think?
You would think.
It's just absolutely absurd that we have world leaders on the stage touting nuclear war. It's just, I know it, I've seen it. I mean, I've in 1960s, I remember briefly what happened with Kennedy. I was just a boy then. But I do believe we're in far more danger now on a worldwide scale than we were back then. Let's finish up with a good story. What do you say?
Okay, let's do that.
I like this. Texas court unable to find jurors to uphold $500 fine for feeding the homeless. I like this story. A significant victory for humanitarian efforts. Food Not Bombs Houston emerged triumphant on Wednesday, February 14th, as a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction against the city of Houston's attempts to impede the nonprofit's mission of providing free meals to the homeless. Now imagine, it's against the law to feed people and homeless people in Houston. That's what this is all about. Over the past year, the nonprofit dedicated to feeding the homeless faced a staggering 90 citations from the city for offering free meals near Central Library without official permission. The first jury trial, set for June 1st, 2023, saw the state regrouping after the jury ruled in favor of Food Not Bombs. Undeterred, the city persisted, summoning 15 Houstonians for a new case against the nonprofit. However, the recent turn of events in the courtroom highlighted the resilience of Food Not Bombs supporters. 15 potential jurors were set to decide the outcome of a case alleging a violation of Houston law by Alicia Meadows, a woman accused of feeding the homeless without the city's permission. Why do you tell the city permission to feed people? Anyway, roughly an hour later, the jury pool fouled back out, all 15 of them. The lawyers have been unable to fill an unbiased jury, Houston Chronicle reported. The city's pursuit of fines seeking $500 penalty, facing resistance from potential jurors who expressed unwillingness to issue such sanctions even if they found the defendant guilty. Notably, Food Not Bombs Houston has yet to lose a single case as the city struggled to secure convictions in the face of jury verdicts in favor of the nonprofit. The turning point came on February 14th when U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanson issued two orders, essentially directing the city of Houston to cease citing volunteers with Food Not Bombs, at least temporarily. The preliminary injunction represents a significant legal win for the nonprofit, reinforcing the principle of providing aid to those in need without unnecessary bureaucratic impediments. So people will not find them guilty, will not find, if they did find them guilty, they wouldn't uphold the fine. So good for them. There's some decent people there, folks, taking a stand. Stand with them. These people made a difference in Houston for some hungry people and people trying to do the right thing. Let's do that together. Melody, go ahead.
I agree with you. And that's always a nice story, the way to end the week. So we appreciate it. And we are just about out of time for this first day of March. What do you think, Butch?
I think I want everybody to have a great weekend and keep their eyes on the one that makes a difference, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and do what's right, folks. Stand for the truth. Love all you can, but for goodness sake, don't back down when you're right. Stand for the truth. And I hope everybody has a blessed weekend.
And same to you. And folks, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.